Number 129. The success of a football club. Liverpool used to be the best football team, and it was rare that the team would not receive an ovation from a packed stadium after a match. Their success was attributed to their overbearing manager, famed for wearing an ovoid flat cap. As soon as he arrived, he oversaw a long overdue overhaul of a playing staff full of overblown egos. He bought many players, some aggressive, some pacifists, some quick, who could easily outstrip their opposite numbers, and some strong. Most of the players, however, were overshadowed by his outspoken team captain, who, many said, lacked pabulum since he caused many an outrage because of his outsets. When not happy, he was sometimes likened to a charging pachyderm. The overriding cause of the manager's success was his desire to win, and he was renowned for being able to outwit opponents. He came from the outskirts of a large city and was desperate to manage a team that would outshine all others. He created an overpowering machine which would overwhelm the opposition, seemingly chasing them like a pack of hungry dogs. As often happens to a successful team, Liverpool suffered from overexposure and an overdose of success. It had been overlooked that the club was overreaching in order to achieve more success. It had spent a lot of money, and profits had been overstated. Once the owner spotted the oversight, he began to overrule the manager's decisions and cut back. Shortly afterwards, the manager became an overt target of others within the club who were attempting to have him overthrown. The overweening manager could not pacify the owner, and since the club's coffers were no longer overflowing, he soon found himself out of a job. The manager received overtures from other clubs owing to his success, and he joined a competitor. There was friction because his new duties overlapped with the chairman's, and in some instances, he would override his chairman, although he would often find his decisions immediately overturned, until they made a pact to work together. The new club was experiencing other problems, however. A family of owls had started nesting amongst the soft padding which they sometimes used for training, but these could be overcome. He was so overwrought when his new team played their first match, however, that he worried all day about having forgotten things. Had he left his oven on? Had he oxidized the chemicals for his son's chemistry class? Had he locked his front door? It was too late now, and he would simply have to let fate take its course.